We are back. This is it. Davin's Den. And then we go home.
How good is that tune? I love that song.
Wildside?
Oh, rules.
Good. Good stuff. On the break, new music from Healthy Junkies with I Don't Give a Damn. I think that could be Trump's strategy after he attacked up Paul Ryan and John McCain.
I just don't give a damn anymore.
He's ready. He's just going to blow it all up, which I predicted he would. And he is.
Yeah.
And Nikki Barrett with Good Life. And you can learn more about both artists at deucemusic.com.
What's your little horse?
He's a pony.
Deucemusic.com. Yeah. Thank you for adding to the awful joke.
No, it's okay.
When you tag a bad joke, it's just like a shit stain.
It wasn't a joke. I'm just saying a little horse.
Okay. Yes.
You're a big jackass, not a little horse.
Oh, he's proud of himself.
Sip your tea, stupid.
Joe's enjoying you being a little under the weather, and you can't get the last comment in because you're sipping tea.
He's savoring his tea, Nana. Don't you worry, Nana. Savor your tea.
I can't wait till you're sick next week.
We should best just cough in his general direction, then that will come true.
I spit in his coffee.
No, you didn't.
He'll be ill.
Actually, I'm not here next week.
Well, that's news to us.
No, it's not. I told you months ago.
I have a
business meeting with the day program.
Oh.
I don't remember that.
No, I told you.
Well, maybe I'll have some people, and we'll see.
All right.
We'll see. I'll worry about that next week.
Okay.
Gotta do that this week. All right. Scam Busters and Jackson, July 2nd. 2014. Categories.
Well, the traditional Mr. Davin. And the second category tonight is Fucking Mafia. And category number three, this one I think is usually traditionally big. Every time she mentions a fee. The word fee.
I don't think we've ever done fee.
We've never done that. So I think that would be one of the bigger ones.
Fee-fi-fo dum.
So what do you think, Joe?
I'm going five, Mr. Davins.
Okay.
All right. What was it?
Fucking Mafia.
Mafia. It's singular.
Singular.
I'm going to go, I'm going to be conservative. I'm going to be, well, I am anyway. I'm going to go a two on that.
Okay.
All right. Fees, I'm going to go seven.
Seven. Yeah. All right.
Is it fee or fees?
Fee.
Who are you
going to
call?
Seven. Fee.
Okay.
Sometimes I wonder about, being so particular about, if it's singular or plural.
Rules are rules.
Rules are rules.
Scammers have been scammed.
But there's strategy around that.
All right.
Work on that.
Okay. So now, Mr. Davin, I'm kind of in the same range. I'm going to say six, just to be a little different. Fucking Mafia, I'm going to think three.
Yeah, because it's a singular.
A little
strategy on that.
Yeah, and so fee, I'm going to say 10.
Wow.
So Lisa says, three, Mr. Davins, no fucking mafia, five for fee. Joe's girl says, four, Mr. Davins, one fucking mafia, and no fee? Oh, all right. She's playing a dangerous game. All right.
She's dating Joe.
Well, yeah.
That thing could go off at any time. Sometimes on your thigh.
We'll pause while Davin runs for that line. We knew that was coming.
Nice counter.
What you heard was she's playing a dangerous. Tick, 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 tick.
Nice counter, Joe. Stop my momentum. And called it accurately. Well done. Oh. All right. July 2nd, 2014. Mr. Davin.
One.
What do you think of possibly putting people's lives in? Oh, that's not what I wanted to fucking do. Where the fuck am I?
You know what? I mean, I know that you know what's there, and I don't know what's there. Do you want me to read these tonight?
No, that's all right. Maybe. You know what? We're just not going to do much. We only got a half an hour, if I fucking feel like it.
All right, but you're...
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. You're a prick.
No, I'm not. I feel... But horseshit.
Dittles is sick.
I felt bad.
I know. The
I
one
felt
time
bad
when you were nice.
The one time... Tom was a witness to it.
Yeah. Well, okay. You're an angel.
Thank you.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
All the payment is recorded, and Mr. Green also has all of the record while doing funds transfer in the very beginning. Remember, last week she gave us a whole list
of all the different payments that
yes,
we do.
And where they were going and who they were to.
Yeah.
Those are only part of payments. I will continue to send all the payment. UK fund series, Hong Kong funds, and gold bars case. I did collect all the payment. About Parker Green, he did not know me in the beginning. I did ask Miller to give me his mail address, and this is how we started knowing each other. In fact, he is a nice person.
What? Oh, man. Oh.
And you're a dim wit.
See, he's not nice.
Well,
not saying you're wrong.
But she's a dimwit.
Yes. Finally, I'm really mad for what they have done to me.
Boy, oh boy, how much? 2,200 grand and now you're getting around to being mad?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
I'm starting to get angry now.
I'm starting to
You guys.
No. Are you guys playing for reals?
Yeah.
I almost think I'm not going to get this money.
You think?
Yeah. Finally, I'm really mad at what they have done to me. About fucking Miller. Ooh, we're going to get dirty.
Sounds like a movie.
About fucking Miller.
About fucking.
It does, like a bad porn.
Meryl Streep isn't about fucking Miller.
That didn't sound like the movie guy at all.
Yeah.
No.
That's the romantic movie guy.
Not with that voice.
Yes, it
is. Have some tea.
Yeah.
He is a real one from Marines, and he is a coward hiding somewhere. We do not contact each other due to his duty. See, we should have done the astrological poop.
No, it didn't hold.
It was his duty.
He said duty.
He is an asshole for me.
Oh.
He introduced UKEOCC to me, and I got the contact from IC3 Brown Con, Interpol Eric Bohr, and then idiot UN Secretary Melvin Santos.
Idiot.
UN
business
Secretary.
Here's my card.
Idiot UN Secretary. No, UN Secretary. Mm-hmm.
I'll tighten your nuts.
Yes. Funny. Mm-hmm. I like that. So that's right, stupid.
And then they contact each other through me. I did think they are kind, but finally I found that they threaten me a lot after they made mistakes. The way they did this is the same as what Pedro and Gianthi, my scammers, did to me, you think?
Yeah.
IC3 Brown Cotton. I did send you the first conversation between me and him to you before. In some ways, he is pro.
Oh, okay.
He's going to turn after the season.
Funny.
He is good at doing arrests of scammers, but he's also an idiot in some ways. Well, I think she's confused.
An idiot in some ways, not in others.
UK funds part two. UN Secretary Melvin Santos uses that idiot bank lawyer called Morris Mariba, who met Green in person while Green went to London. Green brought lots of money to London for my funds transfer. This is the bank. And then it's like she gives me some emails from BNP Paribas Reunion. So she gives me, she actually has one from ParibasReunion.com, one from MyNet.com, a bunch from MyNet.com. So I'm thinking maybe it's a bank they made up. I don't know. You know, we've talked about how they can make up stuff.
Yeah.
Dear Mrs. You know what I mean.
Pay attention to this show.
You know who
you are. You're a part of this show. You pay attention.
No, that's what was written here.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Read that again.
Dear Mrs. You know who we're talking about, and he knows we know who he's talking about. Dan knows who we're talking about. We don't need to fucking waste time.
Why use names?
Exactly. The bank cannot transfer cash because late Mr. Jimmy Jones left the funds in draft over there by their Ministry of Finance and Signature.
And I guess that's what they told her.
Sure. Thanks, Mr. Francois.
Francois.
But this is Mr. Francois.
Mr. Francois.
Who's Interpol. So I think they're using...
The same names over
there? Yeah,
again?
They're fucking up.
Yeah.
Dear Mrs.
You don't even deserve a name.
They don't even fucking, they're not even going to fucking put in the blank her name.
Busy day at the scammer office.
Sure.
Yeah, really.
I'm on a phone. I got that. Dear Mrs.
Just throwing out the form letter. Don't have to worry about names.
I am very sorry that I cannot revoke the banking rules. The UK can bank can accept. Agent clears the draft. He can't hand over the rest fees to them.
Fees?
That's what. Didn't you guys have fees on your list?
Fee.
Fee.
You get nothing. They can accept that, and that is the last option they can do for you.
You think she might have checked? Would have checked that to see if that was accurate.
If you were very smart, you can go with that option and claim the draft first thing. Do that fast before the date expires.
If you are very smart, but if you're an ass,
if you're an ass,
you're screwed.
Just keep paying.
Oh my God.
Regards, Mr. Francois. This is from Yorkshire Bank PLC UK. I am Barrister Morris Bridge.
Oh, it's not Morris Mariba this time.
They
it's
fucked up
Morris
again.
Bridge.
They had a little quality control lapse.
They're having a bad day at the office.
Yeah. Oh no, they maybe it got sold.
If only, yeah, maybe. But don't worry, Anne won't catch it. She's
no, because remember when Mavis became Mabel at one point?
Oh, yeah. She put her foot in cow shit on that one. Yeah. Had to backtrack, yeah.
I am Barrister Morris Bridge from the Yorkshire Bank, PLC UK. This is to inform you that your funds, yada, yada, will sign on the draft to certify, and then we can send it to you or hand it over to your agent here waiting in the office. Attention, Mrs.
Oh, God.
This rules is the last option to which you need to proceed.
I'm sorry.
At once.
It's just like when Archie Bunker with daughter, hey, yeah, that Mrs. What do you call it, Dad?
Yeah. Right, right. Ken, Sparky, Jackson, you know.
This is the last option which you need to proceed at once before the given time. This I can do with the paperwork. I am done. When I am done, I will hand it over to the draft to him, and he can cash it. Then pay the balance half. And this is, they give an address for the Yorkshire Bank, which is in the United Kingdom. Please be fast to save your funds, madam. You're in service. Barrister Morris.
Barrister Morris. First name.
Barrister Morris.
His name is Bridge or something, right?
Barrister Morris.
Barrister Morris. That's like saying, Mr. Joe.
Yeah. Barrister Moore. Can you see him sipping his tea? Oh, Anne Jackson is on the phone. Oh, my word, is that lady from Notre Dame?
Yes. That's exactly what this guy sounds like.
Yeah, Barrister
Moore. So now he's going to lay out the fees for the UK. One, start with the consultant fee.
What fee?
£1,850. Number two, open non-residential account and lawyer fee for the High Court. €2,100. Number three, IRS tax clearance, €4,450. Transfer fee.
Ding, 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 ding.
€2,000. French stamp fee.
Ding, 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 ding.
€1,500. IMF tax clearance, £2,650. EU tax clearance, €2,500. Observation fee.
Ding, 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 ding. Observation fee. Hold the phone. Observation fee.
Yeah, I opened my
eyes. The boss is looking over my shoulder while I feed you this line of horse shit.
Well, he's got to eat.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah,
the observation fee. Observation fee. That's only €2,250.
Oh.
He's on a diet. Transfer fee to the country UK.
Ding, 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 ding.
$3,800. They got all sorts of fucking money going around here. UK tax clearance, £2,000. The Finance Ministry of Funds Released Order, £2,000. The England Stamp Fee for Release Order.
Fee.
Ding, 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 ding.
£850. and then he says, Anne, I will send you the certificate later. I need to go to work.
Oh, you've been at work.
Good point.
Lisa says that you have to pay to look. That's the observation.
That's funny. Yeah. We actually had to pay a 20 to do this segment.
I know.
I wish.
But, you know, you would if you got a laundry list of that, wouldn't you go online and question everything?
Yes. No, they're trying to help.
Yeah, you know, it's sort of like when you close on a house, which I hope you'll be looking at a HUD statement soon.
Yeah.
And it's got this list of stuff. You better just look at it and see that they're not like, you know, my lunch fee, you know, pickles in a jar
sit
fee.
Sit there with that.
Know.
What is this? What is this? What is that? You
what
know, you're laying
that?
Out money. You're laying out money like this. I want. Is this true?
Horseshit fee.
And the thing is it somebody that does it? If it was somebody that's not claiming to be an expert.
Right.
All right. But you're claiming to be an expert. You should know to look at all of this.
And see if
and
anything
question
reads.
All of this.
Yeah.
I always say question nothing.
Sure you do. That's how you live your life, completely unexamined.
I just wait for Matt Drudge to issue a tweet, and then I have my marching orders.
And then you just sit
stay
back.
Stay put.
Sit back in the lazy boy with some
open
cheese
up the
doodles.
Window.
Open the window.
Open, have some friends over. Make sure you leave all the lawn furniture exactly where it is.
That's the best part.
That's what you need to do.
Lisa says pig's feet fee.
Okay. Mr. Davin.
Oh, there's two.
Let me tell you the truth. These
fucking liars.
Fucking, yeah, I'm going to go with fucking assholes.
Fucking people.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a shame. James H. Miller, Parker Green, Brown Cotton are often online.
I always love roll call with her.
Yeah, I know.
maybe they are 24 hours online. You can fuck them up.
you.
I got my marching orders.
I know. Go fuck them up, Davin.
Send all of the list to the Pentagon, and I will send the list to the White House. All right, Kojak.
I got a letter here from Ann Jackson. she's stating she's got to pay fees.
I'm just seeing these letters. What's this Ann Jackson look like? Is she a hot piece of ass?
If you get that, if you have your scammer, you get to keep them.
If you like your scammer, you get to... She likes her scammer.
Yeah.
Funny. I did not have sex with Ann Jackson.
I did not have sex with Ann Jackson
yet.
No matter what they say.
All I want to say is that human beings are wicked. They expose their true nature. Number one, Eric Bohr's mail address is fucking frozen and he is escaping.
He's escaping.
His address is fucking frozen.
Stop, thief!
Oh, hell did
you
have
to type
over.
That. Stop, thief!
That's how you catch it.
Yeah. And stupid spell check, stop knife. No, stop knife! Damn it!
Stop knife.
IC3 Brown Cotton should be arrested because he is a shameful FBI man. Number three. You say James Miller and Parker Green are fake soldiers. Please kindly send it to the proper authorities because they are real.
Oh, God. Still believes that they're real soldiers. Great.
These two men are from Kansas. That is the truth. Number four. These fucking people should get punishment. I do hate all of them. They admit themselves as scammers. By the way, they are stupid enough to add me because I tested them and I found where they are online all the time.
Okay.
I responded, you have no chance for justice if you continue to insist that the names given to you by the scammers are the real people.
Right.
Why would people who give you lie after lie and steal your money give you their real name?
Yeah. Yeah. And real profession.
They would not.
No.
The choice is yours. You can continue in this hamster wheel and chase imposters, or you can attempt to get justice for you, for yourself, Victim C, and the others, and pursue the lead I told you. It is up to you.
Now, you wrote this to her, I'm correct to say, correct?
Yes.
All right. Why didn't you tell her to question the fees, that laundry list of fees?
Because I'm sick of her horseshit. I told her what to do. She just gave us the real names.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Enough is enough again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to entertain this nonsense anymore.
We've been doing it for a year.
I know.
What are you talking about? We're not sitting having coffee with you on a fucking show.
I don't want to entertain this nonsense. Well, we're trying to entertain with the stuff.
Yes. Thank you, dear.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, three.
Nice.
Judge it. I do not believe in Miller, and this is why I told you the truth. He is not a human being. He is an asshole.
You sure that's not from Joanne?
As a matter of fact.
That's not an email from Joanne. Are you sure?
A wicked person who's a fucking liar.
No.
Could be.
No.
See through his fucking lies. Ha ha ha. This man should get killed soon.
Okay. Done.
Done.
Just a little amount, the funds. He did not do something bad to me. I have no money, but he asked, money, money, money. This man is shame.
This man is shame.
He is shame.
Would you look up shame in the dictionary?
You're
shame.
His
face.
Yes. His name, his real name is James Harrison Miller from Olathe, Kansas, a commissioned officer, pay.06, when he was deployed to the Bahamas.
Mm.
His ranking was captain. A fucking captain.
His ranking was captain. A fucking captain. That's funny.
Like, she has made her big point there. Can you believe this? Fucking captain.
A captain.
Does this
a
shit.
Fucking.
I know.
Oh, that's funny.
Let's see. All right, we'll try to get through this last thing here. This is from a conversation on October 12th, 2013, between Miller and Ann. Miller goes, "Hi, love." Ann goes, "Do not call me love. Fuck you, assholes." This isn't going well.
But she's
she's talking to him alone, and he's got multiple assholes.
They're probably reading that going, right, it's going to take a while.
Yeah. She goes, go to hell. He goes, yes, I will.
Yes, I will. That's the answer. Somebody tells you to go to hell, yes,
I think
I
it was
will.
To do not call me love. Because then he responds, never.
Oh, okay.
I know I did nothing bad to you. You just accuse me for nothing. She goes, you kill me. Why will I kill you, says Miller. Ann goes, you destroy my life. That is true. Miller goes, every day I get info about the funds. Anne goes, I have no money to pay for insurance. Miller goes, I will never do anything to hurt you. Excuse me. Now Morris wants to leave Malaysia. Anne goes, I do not believe in you. Miller goes, I know all funds will be freezed. Miller goes, how much money? Anne goes, that is his problem. Miller goes, just a little amount. I have no money, says Anne. Miller goes, this is the problem. I know that. Anne goes, are you blind? Miller says, no.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yes, he's fine. His eye says, do not contact me anymore. Fuck off. The decision is made. Miller says, okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Fuck off. Okay, thank you.
Anne says, so fuck off. Miller goes, okay, bye. Anne goes, return the money to me. Credit cards. My company. Miller goes, if it is because of the $1,200, you lose all what you've worked for good. Anne goes, all of them chase me. Why not pay for it? Miller goes, I don't know what you're talking about, what you are talking. I have no money, says Anne. Do you see the truth? Miller goes, yes. What did you do to me, says Anne. Fuck you. Fuck you. Brown cotton.
Oh, wow.
Brown cotton.
Miller goes, I will try to get money tomorrow afternoon. Anne goes, Eric Bohr. Miller goes, who? Anne goes, they scam me. My company said so. Ha, ha, ha.
I'm glad she's enjoying herself.
Scammers. God, I just want to get to the finish of this fucking show. Miller goes, try to send what you have to David. Anne goes, fuck off. Miller goes, I will send what I have to him. Anne goes, get out of my life. Miller goes, I do this because I love you seriously.
Oh.
Please let me see you, my love. I miss you so much. Anne goes, I do not love you anymore.
Aww. Anymore?
Yes. Aww. And I respond, from the last thing you said, it would appear that you did love him.
Yes.
The reader you
point.
Mentioned before, what is her last name? And we will leave it there.
Oh. All right.
All right. What do you guys make of that?
Well, I think it's ridiculous that she continues to have these conversations with these people. They've taken her money, and he's making the point, well, you're going to, everything you just, he's trying desperately to get her to throw good money after bad. I mean, it's like for $1,200 more, you're going to let all this go? Because that'll be what it takes to get it back. And she's not having it, but she continues to talk to him. Like, just ignore the email or the IM or whatever way
she's
getting
too far in
because she'll never get that, and she'll never get that closure that she's looking for.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
and but she's not going. I know she's never going to. It's like she's a heroin addict chasing that first high. She's never going to see it again.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
So what are the totals?
Well, we have three Mr. Davins, and that Lisa called that.
Good girl, Lisa.
We have zero fucking mafia, and Lisa called that. And we had 7 fee. Joe called that. So Lisa had 2 of them. So I'm saying she's the big winner.
She's the big winner, yeah. Like the Blue Jays.
Yeah. Like, yes. Right. So Toronto's doing having a good night.
Yes.
There you go.
All right. Do you want to feel...
Do you want to feel better? Do you want to not cough anymore?
No, I just got, like, I just need to lube.
Yeah, I know. I'm sitting directly across, so this would be bad.
It's lubricants. It's nice. Get a good lather.
Ew.
Yeah, that's gross.
I literally just got to chill again.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they're ever attacked? Of course, we all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction in hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ for Deco today. Learn how to begin to protect yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russfordeco@yahoo.com. RussForDeco@yahoo.com. With training from zombie martial arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
Okay, so I think that I'm next. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. I said fine dining.
And fine dining it is. Fine dining.
Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner, and on Monday through Saturday, Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that happens to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Great show coming up October 14th, Joe Bronzi. So check that out. It's going to be a great show. Experience that all Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast-befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.giancarellispizzanj.com. That's www.giancarellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Giancarelli's.
Is that it?
I believe so.
Anything else to promote?
I most certainly do. I will. My band, Sexy Susan, will be playing at Revolution Music Hall this Saturday night, 8 p.m. Check out my Facebook page or check out Revolution, be it in Amityville, New York. I will also be at Governor's Comedy Club on Sunday, the night right after, obviously, because that comes after Saturday. 4 p.m. show and a 7 o'clock show. Go to govs.com or check out my Facebook page, Joe Curry or Joe Curry Nation, to find out more details.
Anything else?
No.
Get out of here.
All right.
Thank you guys for hanging out.
Yes. Thanks, everybody.
If you like us, tell a friend. What?
Oh, yeah. One more thing. I'll be on the Anthony Cumia show tomorrow. Anthony Cumia show. So check that out with Ari Shaffir.
Can you tell him what an asshole he is for what he did to that girl? Remember we talked about that?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You won't, will you?
We'll see if it comes up.
I'm sure it won't. But he's an asshole. Just for that. I don't know him personally. Yeah. Why is he on with you? You can fucking do the show with just Anthony.
You know what? I'll go on and have fun. What do I care?
You should be going solo. You don't need fucking him holding you
down.
We'll
see what happens. I'll go on. I'll do. You know, I'm used to doing this, so I shouldn't. You know, it's not like I've been doing this for 5 years, so it's not like I don't know how to do a live show.
Right.
No, that's what I'm saying. You don't need Ari Shaffir.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. It should just be you and Anthony.
Yeah. Well,
just give him an elbow and take over.
I'll put it to you this way: when I was hanging out last week, I don't name names, but the guy on stage, I was doing a better show hanging out on the couch than the guy actually on live on air was doing. So you know.
Well, be funny. Have fun.
It's the name of the fucking game.
No, it's the Anthony Cumia show. That's the name of the game. All right. Well, thank you guys for hanging out. I am going to
go to bed.
Go to bed.
No, I just got to rest my voice.
Yeah.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening.